The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. Sitting here on Planet Nancy, I'm remembering a concrete room in a tropical country in the middle of the night after I got up to pee, came back in, clicked off the flashlight, put it on the windowsill, fell back in bed, pulled the sheet over me, and was floating back into a doze when a question rang in my awareness. What was that on the floor? The pull of sleep answers, "Oh, just some leaves or something that came in on your shoe." I drift further in the current of oblivion, and then the next question rings me alert. Since when do leaves come dragging in here on my shoe? Sit up, kick off the sheet, fumble the flashlight off the windowsill, and there at the end of the dim AA beam is the biggest creature I have ever seen that has more than four legs. A spider. A hairy spider, trailing a line of spider fluid from a crack between the far wall and the floor. Is that spider going to crawl in my bed? I doubt it. I click off the light. Sleep doesn't come. I shine the light on it again, toss a pen across the floor, and the spider does not flinch as it skitters past. It's dead. I pad over and get my camera, take the spider's picture, pretty fast because I don't really like being barefoot on the same floor with that thing, even though it's dead. Back in the dark, the screen in my mind shows the spider image in the camera frame, and it's just a picture of a hairy spider. Any old hairy spider. Any size hairy spider, because there was nothing else in the frame for scale. I get up, fetch the pen I threw across the floor, and lay it down next to the spider, which was about the same length and still did not move. I snap another picture and climb back in bed. It had to be dead. What if it was doing that spider thing where they go motionless when they're scared, and after an hour or so it'll wake up and wander across my collarbone? I click on the flashlight and look at the spider one more time. It's not showing any sign of breathing or a pulse, but is that something spiders do? The poor thing probably escaped from a cat or a dog outside and dragged itself through the crack under the wall and got this far. If it's not dead yet, wouldn't it be more polite to leave it to let go of its life in peace? I consider that. The spider scritches like leaves as I sweep it out the door into the shadows. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thanks for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.